We are shifting to another kind of exploration, the armchair travel kind. And once again this week, we're heading off to a lesser known destination in Africa. Today, it's the island of Reunion that we're visiting. Lying in the Indian Ocean, it's a little to the southwest of Mauritius, for those who need a geographic locator. I've only ever flown over it, but even that, the experience of looking at it from the window of an aeroplane was enough to alert me to its lush beauty and what looks like a huge amount of different exciting attractions. We're going to hear more from someone who knows the island much, much better than I do. Chloe Francombe is a promotion officer for Reunion Island Tourism Board in South Africa. Chloe, thank you so much for joining us on the show this afternoon. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. That's very nice.
It's a pleasure. Now, although geographically Reunion is part of the African continent, it's actually French territory, isn't it?
It is, and I guess that you can hear my French accent.
Correct.
Still very strong, right?
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the history of the island before we talk about its attractions.
Okay, so the history of Reunion is very rich. I will let you know first about how it has been created. So Reunion is a very young island, only 3 million years old, mm-hmm. and it has been created by Piton des Neiges, so the snow peak, but sadly there is no snow above it. So this volcano is now dormant, right? And years after, when it went dormant, it collapsed. And by collapsing, it created three Unix valleys. Okay. So we call them also cadras, Mafat, Silaos, and Salazi. And each of them are very unique. So just to make it quick, Mafat is like the paradise for hikers, where you can find 120 kilometers of hiking trail inside. Then you have Salazi. My family comes from there, so I would say that it's the best one. But it's also known as the Kingdom of the Waterfalls. And then you have Silaos. It's like a very unique and authentic Creole village above the mountains. And when you go there, you have the feeling that you are traveling in the past of Reunion. Okay. So just to let you know, this area of Reunion, so the three cadras and also the Piton Mafonaise, one of the most active volcanoes in the world, are listed at the UNESCO World Heritage Site since 2010. Mm-hmm. So it's around 42% of the island. And nice. Just to go back quickly to the history, because that's a big part of Reunion and I'm quite fond about it. So Reunion had no inhabitants before 1643. And so a lot of navigators were sailing around Reunion, but they would not stop there because it was not on the route of the spices. And so they gave Reunion a lot of names. Dinamogabin, Santa Apollonia, Mascarenhas, Pearl Island, Bourbon, and everything. Mm-hmm. But nobody wanted to stop there until they sent the first habitants of Reunion. The first one was prisoners, actually, but they didn't stay very long. And then they were taken back, and the first settlers were French sailors and Malagasy ladies. So the first baby of Reunion, Anne Mousse, was born from a man from France and a woman from Madagascar. And with her was also born the Creole language, mm-hmm. a mix between Old French and Malagasy.
Fascinating yeah. melting pot of culture, infused, of course, with French culture. How dominant is French on the island, Chloe? Does one need a good fluency in French to be able to navigate Reunion easily?
I would say that you can visit Reunion and enjoy your time even if you don't speak fluently French, because, you know, people in Reunion, they are not the best in English, I have to admit it, but they are very friendly and they are super happy to help people. So you can easily ask them questions. They will mimic the way you have to take on. And you have all the people in the hotel and the guide that are speaking English. So if you need help, you can go to them.
Okay, so there are lots of options to call on for help if you need it. Let's talk a little bit about some of the individual sites. You've mentioned Piton de la Fournaise, the volcano. Yeah. It's possible to take helicopter flips across it. When I flew over it last, it was smoking quite aggressively. It was extraordinary mm-hmm. to see from the air. I know that's one of the big attractions, but certainly not the only one. But while we're on volcanic matters, I have seen photographs of the most extraordinary sight of a church surrounded by lava flow. Won't you tell us briefly what that was I was looking at?
Sure. So this church that you have been looking at is the Lady of the Lava. and its history go back to 1977. So at that time, we didn't have the same equipment around the volcano that we have now. And the volcano started to erupt, and it was a very fast eruption. So you had the lava going out of the volcano at 80 kilometers down toward the ocean. And on its way to the ocean, there was no reason for the lava to stop, right? It was going down. And you had the church right on the way of the lava. But we do not know why the lava, instead of just burning the church, decided to split open and went around the church. Mm. So that's why today it's called the Lady of the Lava. And a lot of people, we make a stop there and learn about this extraordinary story about the church.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the more wild adventures. You've mentioned the hiking, the beautiful waterfalls that can be visited. The mm-hmm. sea around Reunion is as beautiful and blue and warm as the sea nearby Mauritius, which attracts so many tourists. I'm assuming that snorkeling and water sports are a big part of the tourist attraction.
Totally. So you can do everything you dream of in Reunion Island. You can do scuba diving, diving, and you can dive around the lava flows on the east coast. You can do stand-up paddle, jet skiing, and everything. But I would say that the true richness of Reunion is inside the mountains. So if you like volcanoes, because we are talking about it, you can do lava tubes potholing. So you go inside the lava tubes, and you discover what's happening in the heart of Reunion. You can do paragliding, quad biking, mountain biking, actually everything that you dream of, really. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a very, very interesting island.
Matt is asking on our WhatsApp line about whether there is, in his words, is there still a surfing ban in Reunion because of shark activity? I'm aware of the fact that there was a fatal shark encounter earlier this year, mm-hmm. Chloe. Is Matt right in thinking that surfing is banned at present?
Well, I would say that you have to be very careful if you want to try to surf. So, you know, the shark will mainly be active early in the morning and in the evening. So that's not an activity that we promote anymore because of the attack that you have been talking about. Nice. But I would say that you can practice the surfing activities, but being very careful and only in the allowed spot.
Okay, and obviously in the middle of the day, as you say, when it's a low-risk time of day. Let's talk a little bit about some of the practicalities of visiting Reunion. Chloe, it's about mm-hmm. a four-hour flight from Johannesburg. How many airlines service Reunion, or are you tied into one in particular?
So you can take Air Mauritius or Austral to go to Reunion, but I would advise to take Air Austral because, first of all, it's a direct flight from Johannesburg to Reunion Island. Okay. Only, as you said, in 4 hours, the food is delicious. Mm-hmm. The staff of the airline is super friendly. You really feel like you are already in Reunion when you take the airline. And so, yeah, we mainly work with them. You can take Air Austral twice a week, so on Tuesdays and Sundays, and it goes up to free flight during the peak season.
Okay. And once you're there, do South Africans, first of all, need a visa to visit the island?
South Africans do not need a visa to visit the island, which makes it even easier. And I believe that it's one of the reasons why we have the luck to receive more and more South Africans on the island.
Okay. I'm told that affordability is another reason, that you can have the tropical island experience on Reunion at a substantially lower cost than in some other main attractions. Would you agree with that?
I would say that you can have the feeling that being in Europe only in 4 hours mm-hmm. and that the island do not have to be expensive. You know, the nice thing is that when you go to Reunion, mainly it will be free. If you want to go and swim, it's totally free. If you go and you want to hike, to enjoy the scenic view, it's totally free. The Creole food is delicious, and you can have it for only 90 rand. So, no, Reunion can be a very cheap experience and a cleanse of France.
Okay. Once you've arrived there, how do most people get around? Is it necessary to hire a car for your visit, or is there good public transport around the island?
Even if our public transport are good, so we have a lot of buses in the cities and between the cities, I would strongly advise to take a car because, first of all, it's not very expensive to rent them, and also because it's a young and it's a young volcanic island, we still have a lot of mountains. So if you want to go and explore Reunion, you don't want to wait for ages for a bus that are limited in the routes.
Nice.
So yeah, take the take a car and just go and stop and enjoy Reunion.
Okay. I just want to pause and say to our listeners that if anyone listening today has been to Reunion, I'd love to hear from you about your impressions of the island, the sights you enjoyed the most, the activities that you took part in while you were there. We'd really love you to add to our imaginary experience. You can leave a voice note on 072-567-1567. The currency is the euro. Am I correct in that?
Yes, you're totally correct. Yeah.
Okay. And what about accommodation options? Chloe, is it mainly a hotel stay or are there guest houses, Airbnbs and the like?
So you can find every type of accommodation that suits more your type of travel. If you want to go in a 5-star hotel, we have 4 of them. So 3 on the west coast and 1 on the south. But you also have around 60 hotels in Reunion and a lot of guest houses, many options for Airbnb, and you can find them all around Reunion. So east, north, west and south.
You've mentioned the Creole food, and a listener has asked, what are the key dishes, the most popular dishes to try when you're in Reunion?
Okay, so when you go to Reunion, you can't leave Reunion if you didn't try a curry. So it's not a curry, right? It's a curry. And it's a mix between the French food and influenced with Indian and Chinese food. So to give you an example, we have the chicken curry, which is a chicken with a lot of different spices, fried, and some may put tomatoes in, some may not. Mm-hmm. Then you eat it with rice, bean, and to be a real local, you have to eat it with rougail. So that's a chili sauce.
Okay.
It's a, let's say, with the mango, because it's the season now.
Oh,
you take green mango, you put onions, oil, chili, and it's delicious. You have to try it.
Sounds amazing. Can't wait to come and try it. Is there a particular time of year that you would recommend for travel, or is this an all-year-round destination?
It's an all-year-round destination, so you can enjoy Reunion at the time that you want. So I would say my favorite month is June, but you can totally go in Reunion at any time.
Okay. Final thing is really to ask you, Chloe, is there anything I haven't asked you about that you would like our listeners to know about Reunion?
I would say that Reunion is an amazing, incredible place to visit. People are super friendly. You have every activity that you want to do there. The helicopter flip above Reunion is a total must-do. Same for the lava tubes exploration. And usually when people go to Reunion, they want to go back because they create lifetime memories.
Well, I want to thank you so much for sparking the start of, I hope, what will become memories for many visitors going forward. Chloe Francombe, thanks for chatting to us today.
Thanks a lot for having me. Have a super day.
You too. Chloe's the Promotions Officer at Reunion Island Tourism Board in South Africa, and that is the best way to find them. If you'd like more information, if you'd like to look at some maps of the island and get more info on car hire options, etc., just Google Reunion Island Tourism Board. You will find them under that name on Facebook and Twitter, and that'll get you to the website is blog.welcometoreunionisland.com. Again, if anybody has been and would like to share their memories with us, please drop a voice note to 072-567-1567.